show. Yeah, let's go. It's Marky Ramone let's here. Go. He's in the Bristol Farmers Green Room. Let's get him in here. Marky.
Where's Marky? There's Marky.
Hi, everybody. Good
How
to
you
see
doing,
you
Marky?
Again, man.
Wow, you got a lot of people in the studio.
Right?
I know.
It's crazy.
Look at this.
Last time you were here was nice and quiet. Now
but it's
all
a different building.
Now all of
different
this.
Different building.
Right,
yeah.
Different place. Yeah. How you guys been?
We're good, Marky.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
You look good.
Thank you. So do you guys.
Thank you.
Yes, you look better than
the
last time I saw you. You look younger.
You know what it is? I played last night at the Fonda Theater, and I had about 3 hours sleep.
Oh, so that's the secret.
Yeah.
3 hours of sleep, and you can look like Marky Ramone.
Right? And I drank about 2 cups of coffee, and I'm going, why did I do that?
No, but seriously, Marky, you are flat stomach, totally fit. What's your secret?
I play the drums about an hour and a half a day in my studio.
So that's good cardio.
When
then.
I'm not touring, and when I'm touring, I play the drums. So
it's so I have to take up drumming in order to have a flat stomach.
I like the Nordic track and the plotty thing you stand on.
Yeah.
It vibrates and you fight.
Go on. I'm in. Vibrating.
When I saw that, I was like, how's this thing working? That vibrating platform you stand on.
You fight the resistance. You know,
Marky Ramone, fight the resistance.
Yes. And then the eye gallop, that thing you sit on, it simulates riding a horse, so.
I've never heard of any of this stuff. This is awesome.
Isn't that exercising the machine? I mean, I always thought that the horse was doing more work than I was.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I feel like a James Arnaz and Gunsmoke, you know?
Marky, thanks for stopping in.
I know you're
here to support the show that's going to happen tomorrow night, the Rock Against MS All-Star Benefit Concert at the Whiskey
Very
at Go-Go. The foundation, the MS Foundation, will provide grants that will support the physical and emotional needs of MS patients and their families, as well as creating awareness of multiple sclerosis to the general public. Like this question that I've always had, can you have one sclerosis or is it always multiple sclerosis?
Ah, look at that.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
If you have one sclerosis, you're all right. When you get the multiples, that's when you start having problems, right?
Okay. That's
somebody
a good question.
Knows.
I know someone needs to look that up in the records. Catch it at one and you're okay.
It's interesting because, you know, a lot of times MS isn't talked about. And then the second that you do start talking about it, as you were going to be coming on the show today and we start talking and then you realize, wow, there are a lot of people. Everybody's got somebody they know, like our producer, Sammy. I think she said her grandfather has. I mean, there's so many people who have it. And it's not getting talked about, but yet, if you're listening, you probably do know somebody who has it.
This all-star concert tomorrow night starts Steve Lukather, Gilby Clark, Glasgow from Ozzy. Now, since here, are you going to be playing? Are you going to be hanging out there tomorrow?
No, I support this. So what happened is I played the Fonda Theater last night, and there's a rule. You can't advertise anything or be involved with anything in a certain radius.
Okay, that makes sense.
If you're dealing with, even if anything, charity, whatever, so I have to abide by the agreement, but I fully support it. I was at the last one, and I was sold. That was great, and raised awareness and money for this, which is the ultimate goal in this situation. So that was a success, so hopefully this one will be, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good people applying, you know?
Lita Ford was in here last Friday. I mean, like,
yeah, it's
the coolest chick I've ever met in my whole life.
It's all-star when you see the...
It's great how everyone sticks together, you know?
Ticketfly.com to get your tickets. Some people, most people, would say that the Ramones were the pioneers of punk.
Yes.
Would you classify yourself that way, or is that, if not, who was?
Well, there were other individuals and bands before us that had punk elements, but we solidified it. We, as a band, 1, 2, 3, 4, our songs were much faster. Our lyrical content was very unusual and very youth-oriented, and then England picked up on it, and then L.A., you know, I mean...
Were you guys ever told no, like, you took your music to some exec and they went, it's not for us, we're going to pass on it, but good luck, fellas.
Yeah, we were like aliens that just landed, that we were up against disco and stadium rock, so a lot of the companies didn't want to deal with us because we weren't following the trend at the moment. But we stuck to our guns and...
that's so frustrating because even if you're following the trend of the moment, then they go, well, actually, we've already got stuff that's... we're already doing this.
That's
so you guys,
new and original.
You kids got to find something else. And then if you bring them something else, they're like, wow, you're not following the trend.
But we won in the end.
Yeah, you did. You did okay for yourself, of course.
When you're listening to the current bands today, when you're listening, do you say, that's a Ramones fan? I mean, the people that
you mean bands?
Bands that you think you've influenced.
That were influenced by the Ramones?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, there's a lot. I mean, and I'm very grateful for that. I mean, there's Green Day, there's Offspring, there's Rancid. I mean, even the bands in England, like the Clash and the Pistols, cited us as an influence. And they admit it, which is really cool because, you know, it's an honor because of all these great bands that you're included in their influence. And then
to be the pioneer, to be like the start of a genre. I mean, when you guys were, you know, playing in your garage, figuring stuff out, who were you listening to?
Oh, as little kids.
Who did Marky Ramone want to be?
Little kids, yeah. The Kinks, the Beatles, the Who. Oh boy, Phil Spector's stuff.
You never wanted his hair, though,
Beach
right?
Boys.
Phil
was one of my closest friends.
Is he?
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's not. You know, he had to go away.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I love the guy, and you know, I in my opinion, I think he's innocent. But that's just my opinion. I can't argue with the justice system.
Well, it's also, if he's one of your best friends, it's tough to say, you know, that you don't believe in the guy.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you know, who knows what really happened, but, you know, the verdict was guilty, so you can't argue with that. You know
right.
what I mean? But, yeah, we like the Phil Spector stuff, Beach Boys, Jane and Dean. You throw it all together, throw it up in the air, comes down.
Got the Ramones.
As a Ramones omelet. So that's it, you know.
The show tomorrow night, Rock Against MS All-Star Benefit Concert. Marky Ramone's always been a big supporter of that. It's going to be at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Get your tickets at ticketfly.com. It is tomorrow, but this lineup, like I said, is ridiculous.
Cool little place.
All-star. Yeah, and yeah, it's great. It's legendary.
We've had good times there
itself.
For sure.
And
yeah,
definitely.
It's small, yet large enough to where you can have that intimate experience and have this many people on stage, jamming out.
Yeah.
Is something else. If you were to make a mixtape for somebody you're interested in, what song would you put on there to express romantic or love from Marky Ramone? The Marky Ramone mixtape.
Look at that smile.
what song would I put on there as a mixtape for a song?
To show that you love that person.
I guess...
Wait, do you, Marky, I'm going to ask you a personal question because I honestly don't know this answer. Are you a married man?
Yeah.
Your wife don't have a song?
I've been married for 30 years,
wow.
And I never cheated on my wife. We went to high school together.
That's sweet.
And, you know, I mean, obviously there were a lot of groupies, but I never cheated on my wife. And
that's got to be tough. That's a lot.
Well, it depends
temptation.
On what you consider cheating.
Wait.
Oh my God,
Marky. It's cool. Now, let me think of a love song.
You and your wife have to have a song. Like you go, babe, that's our song.
I think Frank Sinatra. One of the Frank Sinatra songs, "Strangers in the Night," or you know, things like that. You know,
okay,
not some heavy punk song. You know, I mean, a Ramones song, you have I Want to Be a Boyfriend, you know, stuff like that.
You've been with your wife, you said, since high school?
I dated her.
Dated her.
And then after high school, we got a little more serious, and then we got married.
Was she Marky Ramones first?
No, I was 14 when I had my first.
14? That seems like the average age. Like we've been asking, like, you know, everybody who comes in here, their virginity story, and around 14 for most people is the story.
And then my best friend, I'm looking out the window, my best friend's with her.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Walking down the street, and I'm going, what the hell is this?
You
know,
I'm
with this girl, girlfriend, boyfriend for about a year. Next thing you know, he's with her, and I go, what the hell's going on here? You know, oh, she's my girlfriend now, you know, and then you think you're never going to get over it, you know, because, you know, you think that's the only girlfriend you're ever going to have at that age. So, you know, time went on, you meet other people.
Think of how sorry she is. She let Marky Ramone get away. Now you're a big rock star.
It's all right.
And that guy's probably not doing anything.
They're still together.
We were all at that age where you're a lot of, you know, energy. And
was she older or same age?
Same age, same grade.
Was she also a virgin at the time?
Yeah.
Was this at your house? Was it
at her house?
At her house?
Yeah.
In her bedroom?
I would go there and walk her to school.
Yeah.
Carry her books.
Oh, Marky Ramone.
The story, you know, it's true. That's how it was.
Beautiful experience looking back or something
it was great.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
at least it was with a girlfriend.
Nothing went wrong.
Frank lost his to a trailer park trash
Yeah, do you always have to bring up the lizard?
She smoked the entire time.
She
they
didn't
were
even put out her cigarette, Marky. She left a sandbag ashtray on her stomach the whole time.
At least you have a freezer.
I once kissed a girl, and she smoked, you know, like a young teenage girl. And I never smoked cigarettes because of that reason. And, like, after I kissed her, I said, holy shish, no more of this, you know.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like an ashtray, kissing an ashtray.
And that kept you from ever smoking?
Yeah. Yeah,
there you go.
It was traumatic.
I guess so your parents weren't smokers.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah, I think that I like kissing women with Pabst Blue Ribbon breath because that reminds me of my grandma. It reminds me of my grandma.
Oh,
she always had PBR breath.
You
and I was like, grandma. Well, no, it's just like that
comfort.
Comforting. You sit on grandma's lap, she gave you a little sip of beer, and it's like when you met a woman and she had PBR breath. I'm like, oh, girl.
It's better than cigarettes.
It's way better than cigarettes.
Definitely.
Very true.
Margie Ramone, here to support the Rock Against MS All-Star Benefit Concert at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Tomorrow night, tickets are still available. Ticketfly.com goes to a great cause, and the lineup is ridiculous. It is truly an all-star concert.
Yeah.
So be sure.
Everyone's been rehearsing.
Oh, my God.
And so then you get to see them do some solo stuff, obviously, and then they probably jam out together,
and
everybody's hanging
out.
Yeah,
they all play, the popular songs that they were on, and then they agree to play a very well-known song at the end as a unit, you know.
And they've been rehearsing. Like I said, this group is ridiculous. So if you get a chance to go,
come by, have a good time.
Brought to you by 95.5 KLOS and Whiskey A Go-Go. Marky, anytime you want to come back, man,
thank
the
you.
Door is always open.
Thanks for the invitation.
And yeah, anything you got going on, I mean, always just let us know. Come in and promote. I had no idea about the Fonda Theater thing.
Yeah.
Show last night. Coming out with my book, 2014, about my whole life story in New York with the Ramones, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, the punk scene at CBGB's, Max's Kansas City, working with Phil
Spector. The virginity
Spector.
Story? Or did we get that scoop?
That's in there.
Oh, all right.
Working with Phil Spector, Rock and High School, the Grammys, the Rock and Hall of Fame, what went down behind the scenes.
What's the title of the book?
I had a title and somebody bought the domain.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I said I shouldn't have opened my mouth because, that's what
didn't
happens.
Have all your ducks in a row yet.
Right. So now I got to think of another name, just something short, It's all.
And it's coming out in early 2014?
Yeah, about 400 pages.
Well, we have to come back and talk about
it. We'll look
for
that.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the website
so you
can link and buy it. It's probably going to be through Amazon and stuff like that, too. So,
go to MarkyRamone.com.
You have Twitter?
MarkyRamone on Twitter and MarkyRamone official Facebook so you can see all that stuff,
Thank you so much
for
coming in. We're going to take a break. Come back. We are heading. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.